over all the other addictive disorders. But Super Bowl Sunday is the biggest.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against you. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked, part one. My scripture comes from Psalms 37, 1 through 6, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." My text is Psalm 37, 1, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." The prophet in this psalm forbids us to fret at the prosperity of the wicked in their wicked ways. He gives very good reason why we should not fret at it. Because of the scandalous character of the wicked, notwithstanding their prosperity, and the honorable character of the righteous. Because of the destruction and ruin which the wicked are near to, and the salvation and protection which the righteous are sure of from all the malicious designs of the wicked. Because of the particular mercy God has in store for all good people and the favor he shows them, he prescribes very good remedies against this sin of envying the prosperity of the wicked, and great encouragement to use those remedies. We must teach and admonish one another rightly to understand the providence of God and to accommodate ourselves to it at all times, carefully to do our duty and then patiently to leave the event with God and to believe that how dark soever things may look for the present, it shall be well with those that fear God, that fear before him. This Psalms tells us not to worry because of those that are destructive and injurious when it seems that they are prospering. Trust in the Lord and do good. The reason not to fret is the assurance that justice will come in the end. The evildoers will soon fade like the grass and shall be cut off, while the faithful, those who wait for the Lord, shall inherit the land. The desires of the heart. God will shape your heart so that it desires the right things. He will give you what your heart desires. It is safe to say this to those who embrace the advice of this psalm, because as they delight themselves in the Lord, their hearts will desire the right things. We are here cautioned against discontent at the prosperity and success of evildoers, Fret not thyself, neither be thou envious. We must suppose that David speaks this to himself first and preaches it to his own heart in his communing with that upon his bed for the suppressing of those corrupt passions which he found working there, and then leaves it in writing for instruction to others that might be in similar temptation. That is preached best and with most probability of success to others, which is first preached to ourselves. An old saying is, practice what you preach. When we look abroad, we see the world full of evildoers and workers of iniquity that flourish and prosper, that have what they will and do what they will, that live in ease and pomp themselves and have power in their hands to do mischief to those about them. So it was in David's time. And therefore, if it is so still, let us not marvel at the matter as though it were some new or strange thing. When we look within, we find ourselves tempted to fret at this and to be envious against these scandals and burdens, these blemishes and common unpleasantness of this earth. We are apt to fret at God as if he were unkind to the world and unkind to his church in permitting such men to live and prosper and prevail as they do. We are apt to fret ourselves with irritation at their successes in their evil projects. We are apt to envy them the liberty they take in getting wealth, and perhaps by unlawful means, and in the indulgence of their lusts, and to wish that we could shake off the restraints of conscience and do so too. We are tempted to think them the only happy people, and to incline to imitate them and to join ourselves with them, that we may share in their gains and eat of their dainties. And this is what that which we are warned against. Fret not thyself, neither be thou envious. Fretfulness and envy are sins that are their own punishments. They are the uneasiness of the spirit and the rottenness of the bones. It is therefore in kindness to ourselves that we are warned against them. Yet, that is not all. But when we look forward with an eye of faith, we shall see no reason to envy wicked people with their prosperity. For their ruin is at the door, and they are moving fast for it. They flourish but as the grass, and as the green herb, which nobody envies nor frets at. The flourishing of a godly man is like that of a fruitful tree, but that of the wicked man is like grass and herbs, which are very short-lived. They will soon wither of themselves. Outward prosperity is a fading thing, and so is the life itself to which it is confined. They will soon be cut down by the judgments of God. Their triumphing is short, but their weeping and wailing will be everlasting. We are here counseled to live a life on confidence and complacency in God, and that will keep us from fretting at the prosperity of evildoers. If we do well with our own souls, we shall see little reason to envy those that do so ill for theirs. Posted January 15, 2024, Tallahassee, Florida. Florida State Board of Education announced Wednesday they have implemented strict restrictions to limit the use of public funds for diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI programs, activities, and policies at the 28 state college campuses. The board said the rule prohibits Florida college system institutions from using state or federal funds to administer programs that categorize individuals based on race or sex for the purpose of differential or preferential treatment. In addition to the passage of the new rule, the State Board of Education said, they also replaced the course Principles of Sociology with a course in American History. The aim is to provide students with an accurate and factual account of the nation's past rather than exposing them to radical woke ideologies, which have become commonplace in the now replaced course. The Florida Department of Education said in a statement. Targeting DEI has been a key talking point of Governor Ron DeSantis and the state's education department during his second term in office. Wednesday's announcement by state education officials comes after DeSantis signed the bill into the law last year that eliminated state or federal spending on DEI programs at publicly funded colleges in Florida. Some listeners have not given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Our salvation is all because Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. They put nails in his hands and feet and a crown of thorns on his head. He suffered, bled, and died. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to Interruption Science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life. Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day, he arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, pray, trust and obey his word, and recognize that sometimes silence is golden. Until next time.